Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I'm feeling better in some areas. talking about it is, but I don't like talking about something that happened, you know, but it is what it is, you know, it's part of the job, part of the game. But hopefully nothing this Thursday.
He's really, like, he's amping it up, you know, he's making some plays. He had a couple crazy good reactions, screen passes and different things that were just natural football player moves. He's been pressuring the quarterback. I think the pass rush is starting to really heat up. One of the more advanced young all-around players probably that we've had. Well, I mean, you know, tackling probably is the number one thing. And number 30, I mean, those two guys, number one and number 30 are the start there. You know, they got a lot of guys, and you've got to be aware of everybody because they have a lot of guys that can make plays. But those two guys, you got to get them on the ground. So being in position, eyes in the right spot, playing leverage.
That's John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday, talking to the media as they're back at it, getting ready for the Bengals tomorrow night, 8:20. Thanksgiving night, Thursday night football stuff. Always fun and exciting because no media availability or access, I should say, today. But talking about the keys to slowing down the Bengals offense, and he started off with, Vinny, tackling.
Yeah.
Finishing plays defensively because, you know, you don't want Chase and 30s Chase Brown to start to hammer time you. Joe Burrow will be the starting quarterback, but we have seen there's been stretches for them defensively. I guess they've tightened it up as of late as the performances have improved. Where, man, tackling can be somewhat of a problemo for the Ravens.
They had, I mean, there was a 3-game stretch, Bob, where they had over 30 missed tackles. And then lately it's been pretty good. Now, Breece Hall caused him some problems, you know, on Sunday. And these guys are like Breece Hall. I mean, Chase Brown's got 259 yak yards. Jamar Chase has 421 yak yards. So, like Harbs was saying, you got to tackle these guys. You know, I mean, look at the play that Zay Flowers made, Bob. If the Jets tackle him on that one play, they gain nothing, and then the Ravens probably don't even score.
Sure.
You know, so tackling is going to be, you know, a key part of it.
He did mention Chase Brown, which is interesting because even though statistically you needed the stats yesterday, they're not in the upper echelon of running the football. But he is basically a one-man gang.
Yes.
He can make you pay. I mean, Chase Brown's an acceptable, if not good, running back.
Bob, he's got 5 rushes over 20 yards. So like you said, you know, he's rushed for 400 or 626 yards, 4.3 average. So, yeah, he's not hateful. And he's got 41 catches. You know, I mean, that's the thing is he can beat you. He's similar to Breece Hall. Breece Hall can beat you running or, you know, catching the football. And that's what he – and without Higgins, that's what they're gonna have to incorporate. I'm guessing, Bob, because, you know, this is Burrow's first game. He hadn't played in months. You know, that ball's coming out quick early on, you know, because he's got to get a feel and everything. And if I'm the Ravens, I'm bringing it. You know, I'm hitting you early and I'm hitting you often.
And one of the guys that might make it miserable for Joe Burrow is Mike Green.
Yep.
The rookie, as we talked about yesterday, John Harbaugh mentioned him. He's starting to become more impactful.
Yes.
During games. And as you said, during the film study, actually contributing in the run defense. But he's starting to get into the defensive backfield, which is what they really drafted him to do.
And Bob, I mean, and we'll talk about, you know, Bengal film, but I think he's got a chance, especially with Orlando Brown Jr., because if you give extra effort, you can beat Orlando Brown Jr. And, you know, Mike Green is getting more confident. And like Harb said, and we said yesterday, the run stuff, yeah, he's playing the run stuff pretty damn good because he showed, you see 45 showing up, and then you look at defensive stats, he's showing up. He got the sack. So, yeah, he's taking that next step. You know, I mean, it's past his – he's a second-year guy now. You know, he's past the rookie wall stuff.
Got 2.5 sacks on the season, but upticking in a big, big way. Also heard from Lamar Jackson, mainly about the injuries. And it's hammy, which cost him 2 games. The knee, the ankle, the toe, and everything that goes along with it. And I know Cole C called in about, has he gotten old and he slowed down? And I did Cleveland Radio with Ken and Anthony this morning. Has he lost a step? At this stage, I'm deferring to the injuries. He is 28, which we'd pay to be in a heartbeat. Us old geezers. Even Nolan's older than 28 or pushing that. Is Lamar as fast as he was in 2019 where he could outrun receivers and running backs? We can get into that debate. But is he lugging the piano all of a sudden because of age? Nah, I'm not going there. But I think injuries are real.
Yep.
And we're seeing where, you know, as Mike Preston wrote today in the Baltimore Sun, you know, Tyrod Taylor looked to be the more nimble quarterback Sunday in that game between the Jets and the Ravens.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, Bob, I was a little surprised how he answered the questions because basically there's a lot of things that are hurting.
Sure.
You know, so that kind of surprised me a little bit. So it is all, you know, kind of factual that he does have all this stuff and it does hinder him. So, Bob, I mean, if you're the Bengals, all right, you got none. I'd blitz the hell out of him. You know, that's what I would do, you know, because he can't outrun me. And that was the thing that why we couldn't blitz him before. And I don't need to put a spy on him. I'm bringing it. I think those safeties, they're going to be blitzing. I think they're going to put 8 men in the box, Bob. I think they're going to say we're going to stop the run. And we'll see if – and then we're going to blitz the hell out of you. And we're going to see if you can beat us throwing the ball in man coverage.
So you have a quarterback coming back after missing 2 months with a damaged toe.
Yep.
And then you have a quarterback in Lamar Jackson, ironically enough, who missed practice this week because of a toe. He did say to the media it happened in the first quarter against the Jets. So the toe's a new one, according to Lamar. And who are we to question him?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, when it rained, it pours. And, you know, it's just one of those things where they just keep coming. Something keeps happening, and I didn't see it. I didn't notice it because I did see him, you know, the one time where he did roll to the right and then have to go, you know, he showed a little burst, but it did look like during the game, Bob, he did not want to take off and go run.
Speaking of rain and pouring, it was raining threes on Maryland last night in Vegas against Gonzaga college basketball. Terps get trounced 100-61. And I said on the show yesterday, if Maryland turns the ball over 20 times, they'll lose by 30. They turned it over 18 and lost by 39. Gonzaga couldn't miss a shot. 42% from the three-point line, 58% from the field. They out-rebounded Maryland by 10. And, you know, when we've had Buzz Williams on, and, you know, we've only had him on a few times, he's lamenting the fact that they're getting killed on the boards oftentimes. And that's usually a calling card of Buzz Williams' teams. They crashed the glass. Last night they were getting just totally hammered. Full disclosure, when Venters hit the three at the end of the first half, put him up 15, the old Bobster checked out by second half in the 5 o'clock in the morning window, and was wishing I didn't.
Yeah.
Because it got even worse. So Maryland, they play Alabama at midnight tonight. And the Crimson Tide ranked number 8. And Gonzaga beat them by 10 two nights ago.
Oof.
90. Gonzaga's on average, well, it was 94 going into last night's games, obviously going up. They dropped 95 on the Crimson Tide. And Alabama's 13.5 against Maryland. But Nolan, I know we're ravened up because we're like in real condensed window to do stuff here, but Turtles got their pants pulled down, and their asses were as red as their uniforms were last night.
I knew it was going to be a lopsided defeat, but I didn't think it would be that bad. Right. I thought you put up a little bit more of a fight. And there was a moment there late in the first half where they maybe cut it to like 11 or 12. Yeah. And I'm like, just get within 10. They always say that if you get within 10, you're within striking distance in college basketball. And it just never happened.
It's a game of runs.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Well, I was still waiting on the Maryland run.
Yeah, and they... I mean, they were never in the game, and the turnovers, again, were abysmal, and it cost them. So Maryland gets hammered. Alabama tonight, well, midnight. So, hey, we're all off tomorrow, right? Well, most of us are. And not, I have a feeling I could be up by then.
I mean,
not.
Our sleep schedule's already been completely thrown off by the Terps this week. What's one more day?
Correct. So Maryland gets trounced. Gonzaga's really, really, really good. They play Michigan tonight in the championship game of that Players Era Tournament. Towson plays against San Diego coming up this afternoon as they're trying to win their tournament. The Timmy's, I sound like an a-hole for not knowing because we've been talking about it all week long. Terry's Chocolate. With all due respect to Timmy and Jimmy. But if you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Got Vinny's Keys coming up at 10:30. We'll get into everything else going on in the world of sports. Got Heroes of the Week for Week 12 coming up 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. We got the Bengals film. And I'm out of here at noon because I got to go record for tomorrow. So Cordell's going to be in from noon to 2. And if Vinny bounces at 1... So it's going to be, it's a modern society. We can figure things out with technology, but we got a lot to get to. But Bengals film, what are we doing 11:30? Offense or defense? I'd say defense because we don't even know what Joe Burrow offense is going to look like.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll come back, take your phone calls here on this fan thing.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Women Crush Wednesday. John Harbaugh talking about the pass rushers. Getting it together a little bit and playing off of one another. on top of it as the Ravens, what, 30 quarterback hits plus last three games combined? Not exactly accumulating a ton of sack numbers per se, but at least being more disruptive.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. They're blitzing
when they
more.
Were not doing anything early in the season.
I would say, Bob, Van Noy is showing up now. I mean, Van Noy looks like he's got his legs back. So he'll get some pressure tomorrow night, I would think. I would think he would be able to do that. Mike Green is doing well, and Draymond Jones is doing well. Those three. Ajabo, forget it. He can't rush. But the 3 of 4, yeah, they're legit. But they're doing a lot of stunting, twisting, bringing linebackers, bringing Kyle Hamilton. So they have a hard time with just four. But when they bring the addition and they can stunt, twist, you know, and they're picking for each other, do it. You can see, you know, when you're watching, you can see those stunts like Kyle Hamilton or Roquan's going and blocking the guy who's supposed to block Hamilton so he gets free, you know. So they're doing a lot of interesting things.
Bengals have given up 24 sacks this year, and you'll get to the offense film later in the show. We'll do defense coming up bottom of the hour. Joe Burrow in his two games, well, basically a game and a half, whatever it was, got sacked 5 times.
Right. And Bobby only completed 58% in the game and a half. It's not like he was great, and you know he just started practicing a week ago. So it's going to be interesting to see. That's why you can't let him get comfortable early. Don't let him feel comfortable in the pocket. Make him move, test that toe, hit him. He's not going to want to be hit. It's going to be cold, windy. Just keep hitting him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Ravens 7-point favorites over the Bengals with Joe Burrow tomorrow night. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
First and foremost, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and hopefully you guys spend a good quality time with your family. I'm thankful to have you guys a part of my day every single day during the week. So hopefully you get an opportunity to relax, watch some sports. I know it's going to be an exciting day in my household because I got my Tar Heels playing Michigan State at 4:30 and then the Ravens and the Bengals at night. So it'll be a hectic day.
Well, same to you, Ryan, yes. And your family. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoy your festive day.
Thank you. And getting to the Ravens, you know, I think it's going to come down to the defense. Lack thereof, who's going to have less defense. And obviously, I think the Bengals are going to have more. But, you know, Vinny, you brought up a good point that I'm kind of concerned of that, you know, with Lamar being hurt, is there going to be I don't want to say a bounty in the back of some of these guys' heads, but saying, hey, man, if I can get a chance to sack Lamar, that's going to be worth something. And you know, is it going to affect him down the road and possibly make him even more injured than he is affecting us down the way? You know, I'm not worried about losing this game per se, and I don't want to say that too loud, so knock on some wood for me. But you know, I don't think that the score should be in question, but getting out healthy and ready for the next few games, especially with Pittsburgh and another game against the Bengals coming up, is my concern. So hopefully the defense plays really well. Hopefully the O-line protects Lamar, and hopefully we get a good blowout game to enjoy some turkey with.
Yeah, there's a lot of hopefullys in there. Yeah. I think for the Ravens, I think ball will come out quick early, you know, because of that. The biggest thing is they need a solid run game, bottom line. If they have a good run game, that's going to take care of everything. And I think the other thing, that play action pass, I think, Bob, is going to be good because their leading tacklers on the team, the Bengals, are the two safeties. That means they're up around the line of scrimmage quite a bit. And their two safeties don't run well, so they get exposed in the back end. So I think we'll see play action pass, maybe max protection on first down to protect Lamar and take some shots. And, you know, if Bates back, I think that'll help. Plus, I think Tez Walker has deserved the right to get some shots in there, too.
And when Ryan was talking about his Tar Heels, he's talking about college basketball tomorrow, which they take on Michigan State. And Ryan, with all due respect, that's like somebody calling up and saying, my Cowboys.
Yeah, Rashawn.
Yeah. If this would have been 30 years ago, I would have hung up on him for saying my Tar Heels. But let's get out to the phones. Go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's good, Bob and Vinny?
What's going
on? What's happening?
Not too much, man. Just thinking about the game tomorrow. And I got to be honest, I disagree totally with Ryan about our defense. As far as I know, the last four games, we've won the game with defense.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, man. I mean, come on, man. Give us some credit. I mean, I get it. We were getting roasted a little bit at the beginning, but defense ain't bad. So I'm excited for tomorrow night's game. I just want us to take away the things that Joe Burrow's naturally good at, especially coming off injury. Just don't let them beat us with that. And I'm calling Nate Wiggins on the same pick that Joe Flacco threw last week on Joe Burrow this week. The flat pass to the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Pick six, Nate Wiggins, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving. I love y'all.
All right, Kevin. Thank you. Love you, too.
Yeah, the defense has played better. You know, the defense hadn't been the issue. The defense has been the strength. I just want to – you know what I want to see, Bob? I'd love it. If we can just see them run game be good, you know, I mean, because the defense looks kind of like a well-oiled machine. The offense looks like, I don't know.
Needs WD-40.
And then
new
some.
New transmission.
And then some, yeah.
Let's get back to the phones. Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I want to say, first of all, I'm thankful that the Ravens finally over 500 before Thanksgiving, you know?
I hear you.
I'd be very thankful for that. But I agree with everybody saying, though, I don't know what's up with that man, Ryan, man. I think that dude, Ryan, I think he a low-key Bengals fan on the low, but we'll talk about that another day. But my score for tomorrow, I got the Ravens 35, Bengals 23. I feel like the Bengals probably will score less than that, but we know how the defense is. I just want to see what the trenches going. Well, I can't even say the trenches because the defense has been looking decent these last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Hey, Bob and Vinny, it seems like every day I call it, I say the same thing. The only thing that worries me is that O-line. And I think this would be a perfect time to try to get it going. You know what I mean? Run the ball. Because guess what? It's going to be cold tomorrow.
Yep.
And in the playoffs, it'd be cold. So let's try to get Derrick Henry. And another thing, I don't like to talk too much because, you know, Todd said I'd be critiquing his offense on Twitter, but I would love to see Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell in the backfield together. You know what I mean? Like, you got to mix it up. Like, you're creative, man. You know what I mean? That's all I want to see. Other than that, let's just get this victory. And we'll be calling Friday. Hopefully, we'll be celebrating the Purple Friday.
Wait. Monken notices you criticizing his offense? Is that for real?
Oh, yeah. Because last year, I'm going to send you the video, Bob. I said, damn, Todd, you going to follow me back on Twitter? He said, yeah, Trippy, when you stop critiquing my offense, I'll follow you back. So I try not to talk too much, you feel me? But that's my guy, though, man. You know, I just want the guys to lock in, though, man. But I know one thing. Don't let these Bengals beat us. Because right now, we're in the driver's seat to win this North. And we might could get the third seed. So, hey, Ravens, I know y'all at the castle listening, man. Shout out my guy, Frank, the security guard out there. I know he's probably dying laughing now, but hey, let's get this done tomorrow. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right.
Happy holidays.
It's trippy. Everybody had Monken on. So, you know when you're pissing somebody off when they're on social media? Gotta be honest with you, the coach on social media engaging kind of sign of the times, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. You got time for all that.
Yeah. But either way, spread's 52 and, or total points 52.5, whether or not ideal.
Yeah.
I don't know. But these two teams usually engage in shootouts, and Cincinnati's been here in November games before and put up some big points. So I don't know how to judge this. Ravens defense been better. Burrow's got to be rusty, right?
Yeah. Bob, when Mike McDonald was here and they had good defense, did the Bengals score a lot then? You got the great memory.
Oh, not that great. You want to know about 75 Colts? I got you covered. But 2 years ago, Burrow hurt his wrist throwing that touchdown pass the year of the AFC Championship game. Did he dice the Ravens up, Nolan, in Cincinnati, though?
He's got
21 touchdowns, 5 picks for his career against the Ravens. So insert defensive coordinator.
Just because this may be the best Ravens defense that he's played against.
Well, his rookie year, the Ravens beat him into submission. No, the 2 years ago defense was way better than this.
Kind of had his number early on, and then the breakthrough for him is that 1 year, like 2021, where the entire Ravens secondary was injured, and they put up the monster stats, and they were running up the score, and then the Ravens went back to having good defense, and it wasn't until last year, or maybe the year prior, that they had the shootout games.
And he actually got them when they had improved defensively last year. That was just Lamar out-dueling Burrow. In the first game, the Ravens couldn't stop a nosebleed. Mm-hmm. And still wound up winning the game. All right, we'll come back. Got Vinny's keys to victory. 410-583-1057 is the number. If you want to get in before 11 o'clock, now's your chance. If you're on the phones, we will get to you. But the Ravens trying to win their sixth straight game. They are big favorites against Cincinnati, but Joe Burrow is back. But no T. Higgins. Ja'Marr Chase, however, is going to be very much a part of it. And he has been an annoying, brilliant player against Baltimore.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Defense.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Tomorrow night in primetime, the Ravens welcome the Bengals to the bank in a game that will be pivotal in Baltimore's quest for another AFC North title. Thankfully, Lamar Jackson returned to practice in full yesterday, despite dealing with a toe injury that popped up on Monday's injury report. Here's number 8 on the status of his ailing piggy and when the injury occurred.
No, it actually happened in the game. Like, you know, I just got fell on, but I'm good. Like, toe's good.
Kyle Hamilton also practiced on Tuesday, though in a limited fashion, but it sounds like he has a good chance to play tomorrow. Rashad Bateman and Travis Jones were limited as well. Justice Hill did not practice yesterday as he deals with a neck injury. That's a new designation for him. The Fan will have your pregame coverage for tomorrow night's Thanksgiving matchup against the Bengals with Baltimore Game Day Uncensored beginning at 5 p.m. And last night in Vegas, the Terps were steamrolled by number 12 Gonzaga 100-61. Maryland has one more game at the Players Era Championship coming at you tonight. You can hear the game on The Fan. Coverage begins at 11 p.m. with the Maryland basketball warm-up show, followed by tip-off at 12 midnight. Your Friday forecast from the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center. A warm and breezy afternoon ahead with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm Joe LaCroix, Orioles Terps, in your home for the most Ravens coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7 The Fan. Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Baltimore Ravens now in first place in the AFC North by percentage points, tied in the standings. But if the playoffs start today, they would host the Chargers in the wild card round. But still, got to do some business here to make it official. And coming up next, Cincinnati Bengals. They're a struggling team after a 2-0 start. They're what 1-8 since then. But Joe Burrow's back. Vinny, how do the Ravens pick up their sixth straight win, even though things are not all perfect on the home front here.
All right, Bob, I got five keys. I have one key on the offense, just one. Ravens offensive line have the best game of the season, because if the Ravens offensive line has the best game of the season, that takes care of any other keys that we would need, whether it be Lamar, run game, rush this, rush that, catch this, doesn't matter. If the O-line has their best game, the Ravens are going to be able to run it, the Ravens are going to be able to throw it. Now, I mean, and we've been talking about it for, what, 13 weeks? But the offensive line, you know, can they do that? I doubt it. I mean, I would love for the ding, you know, on Monday sure. when we go over it. But I'm expecting the buzz, Nolan. Number two, hit Joe Burrow early and often. He has not played. He's only practiced. And, you know, when they're practicing, especially like this week, you're walking through. So the speed of the game, it's going to be a shock to his system when they first start out. And if they can hit him early, hit him often, you're going to find out about that toe and make life miserable for him. The thing they cannot do is let him sit back there early and get comfortable, and then he starts boom, boom, boom. You know, we cannot afford that. Number three, keep Chase Brown under 60 total yards. He can catch it. He can run it. He's a legit dude. You know, and he catches the ball well out of the backfield. If they keep him under a total of 60 total yards, rushing and receiving, that'll be a big plus, because then you know what you do. Then it's you've stopped the run. You made him one-dimensional. Can they do that? I believe they can, because I think the Ravens up front with Jones, Jenkins, I think they are so much better than the inside three guys of the Bengals that they don't knock people off the ball. Even Orlando Brown doesn't knock people off the ball. So stopping the run, stopping Chase Brown, that's going to be big. Number four, don't let Chase Brown or Jamar Chase beat you. One of those chases. Yeah. Don't let Jamar beat you. He's got 421 yak yards, and we heard Harbs earlier talk about tackling. You got to tackle Jamar Chase. You know, no Higgins. So Chase is going to be the key. I mean, that's who he's – if Chase is not getting a bunch of targets, he's going to get double-digit targets in this game. And Wiggins and whoever else, they got to step up and make plays. But if they can get pressure on a quarterback, that's going to be key. But I think the ball is going to come out quick, especially to Chase early on. And then you got to tackle him after he catches it. That's going to be key. And then last but not least, create turnovers. Bengals are a -7. Ravens are at zero. So create some turnovers, get short fields. And then, because if we turn it over, if the Ravens turn it over and they're negative and they're giving short fields, you're making life so much easier for Joe Burrow. You don't want to give them any momentum at all. I mean, those are my five keys. But to me, if I just had two keys, it'd be the offensive line play their best game and hit Joe Burrow early and often. That's what it'd be.
Don't you think Cincinnati's saying, hey, we can get after Lamar a little bit?
Absolutely.
I mean, no Trey Hendrickson. He's done.
Yeah.
Him and Higgins are out, as we've talked about. But how can they be creative and make life miserable for Lamar? Chasing an offensive line who isn't really that great at protecting their quarterbacks.
Bob, they can't get there with four. You know, that's their problem, too, because they're second to last, Bob, in sacks in the league. They've got 15. And, you know, they have no Hendrickson. So their top sack guy's three. They're going to be bringing safeties. I think they're going to be on attack mode big time. You know, and I think they're going to bring safeties to stop the run. You know, on first down, I think we're going to see safety blitzing, run blitzes. And then I think we're going to see guys coming. If it's third and 10, we're going to see 5-6. We're going to see stunts, twists. Because why? Ravens have struggled with all that stuff. I would be stunting. I would be twisting, doing all those things, because they've struggled with it.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, take your phone calls. Ravens injury report. Everybody was back. Justice Hill did not practice yesterday. Kind of undisclosed after neck, because he missed the Monday portion of it. But everyone else, Tavon Bryan doesn't look good for him, but Keon Martin, Rashad Bateman.
Yeah. I mean,
Bateman was limited, but still, everyone expects the role here.
Yeah, I think the Ravens will be, you know, in fairly good shape. Bob, this is one of those games where I'll bet you if you're down in the locker room, there is a line for a Tordal shot before the game. And what does the Tordal shot do? You get a shot in the butt and kind of relieves any pain that you have.
We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll be Crush Wednesday coming up 11 o'clock. Our heroes of the week, NFL week 12. A lot of good ones going on here as we're approaching a very busy week in the NFL week 13. Three Thanksgiving games and a Friday game on top of what's happening on Sunday. Whip around left 15. Get you some low lights of that Maryland spanking last night at the hands of Gonzaga. And then Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals defense. Ravens offense has been terrible. Cincinnati's defense has been terrible. Which side imposes their will coming up Thursday night? Orioles have won a game more recently than Maryland football has, which is incredible. I mean, the Orioles have played since, what, late September? Is that right? That can't be right, can it? Because Maryland started in late August. I mean, I'll make it officially official by looking it up, but I would guess that the window is not that far separated.
Yeah, because they won their first four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were up 20 to zip against Washington. Yeah.
Well, the first game, Bob, was in August, so then three. So, like, yeah, September 20th.
Wisconsin game, September 20th. You got it.
Yeah. So the Orioles, who haven't played in almost 2 months, have won a game more recently than the Maryland football team. They wrap up their season coming up on Saturday at Detroit against Michigan State. As we said, we'll do our picks. We got Heroes of the Week, NFL, me, Nolan, and Vinny, for week 12. So stick around for that. Whip around left 15. Get you some lowlights from Maryland getting their asses kicked last night by Gonzaga playing at midnight tonight against Alabama, ranked number 8. 13.5-point favorites are the Crimson Tide. And then Vinny's film breakdown of this Bengals defense. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Warren in Owings Mills. Warren, thanks for holding. What's up?
Thanks, guys. Morning, Bob. Morning, Vinny.
Morning. Hey,
predicting a Ravens victory tomorrow night, but I really don't know what to expect, especially because of this offense. Defense is greatly improved, and with Burrow coming back and points that Vinny just made, he hasn't faced game speed. He hasn't played in 2 months. He hasn't had a real practice. No. So you really think that our defense that's improved a lot during this winning streak can hold them down. The offense is going to be the key, and that's where I really don't know what to expect. I absolutely agree with Vinny's key to the game, number one, is the improvement of the offensive line, although I'm not anticipating great improvement. I would like to follow up on something that Jason Lockenfor has been asking for pretty much all season, is some more two-back sets with Henry and
Keaton Mitchell.
Or Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell. Now it's concerning with Justice Hill having an injury, especially a neck injury, because that's the nasty thing around here. It apparently came up out of nowhere, kind of like Matabike's did. But I think we're going to get pressure up the middle, like Vinny said on the opening segment of the show. I'm not confident that the offensive line can pick that up, so I think we need to spread them out. They can't get pressure with four. They're going to have to bring six. But if we spread them out, and you got two playmakers in the backfield, both of whom can catch the ball, along with our receivers, we might be able to really do some damage. And Cincinnati is a horrible tackling team. So if we spread them out and force them to tackle out in space one-on-one, I think we'll be in good shape. This would be a great time for our missing in action likely to come back.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear next week when you do the film breakdown and looking at him, Vinny, this last game against the Jets, he wasn't getting out of his breaks. He was running really gingerly. He's clearly still hurt. If we're ever going to get something out of him, this would be the game, because he could really do some damage if he's even 75-80%. So hopefully we'll have some good things to hear from you guys on Monday. I hope you have a happy holiday and enjoy your time off.
Thank you. All right. Hey, thank you, Warren. And let me just say this, because I keep forgetting. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone,
yeah.
Which is tomorrow. Happy holidays as everyone gets to enjoy a little bit of a break here. But, you know, likely 2 years ago is when Andrews had the hip drop, and knocked him out basically for the rest of the regular season and then likely just burst onto the scene. Maybe he is banged up. Hurt his foot, what, training camp, early training camp?
Oh, I remember him at camp, Bob, and he was awesome. You know, running routes, you know, because I remember a one-on-one drill. And I think we talked about it, Bob, where likely came down on the safety, plant his foot, boom, and separated away. And then the next one, Andrews runs it, and he got to beat him up to get open, you know, and that was the difference in the two. Now, yeah, likely, I don't even recognize this likely, especially after the catch, because, I mean, we talked about him being their best yak guy. And now he's catching a ball falling right on the ground. He's got like no explosiveness or nothing in his lower body. So, yeah, he looks like a shell of himself. Now, back to putting, you know, two backs in the backfield. The only thing is, you know, with Henry and Keaton Mitchell, if you're going to throw it, neither one's great at pass protection. That's the only thing. Now, if you have Justice Hill and Keaton in, Justice Hill is very good at if he's playing. I don't know. But that's the only concern in my mind is Derrick Henry's not a good pass pro, and Keaton let that guy run right by him the other day. So I don't think either one is great in pass pro.
Nolan, we have time for another phone call. He says yes. Let's go to Nick in Columbia. Nick, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays. Hey, might answer my question, Vinny, about Justice Hill, because I think he's our best. You know, he's kind of a glue guy for us. I mean, he blocks well. He's a screen guy. You know, You know, he's out of the backfield guy. You know, I think he's our best short yardage guy, too, down by the goal line. So I really hope he plays. I think he kind of answered my question. The other thing, I had one running hot, though. Ben, I think it was mentioned that the writer for the Baltimore Sun?
Mike Preston?
Yeah, Mike Preston was saying that the other quarterback was more nimble than Lamar. Well, you know, does Mike Preston ever say anything good about our guys? I'm just running out about it. Can he say something nice about our dudes? Okay, happy holidays, guys.
All right, thank you very much. I mean, I think Mike just calls it like it is.
Yeah, Mike.
You know what I mean?
He watches the game, watches the film.
And it was for one game, not an historical perspective, but I think it was more, not speaking for Mike, a narrative that Lamar's banged up right now. The bigger question is, as they were asking me in Cleveland today, has Lamar lost a step? Even if he's 100% healthy, is he getting caught by the Swersingers of the world, the guy from Cleveland, et cetera, et cetera? I don't think so. But then again, we really haven't seen him have that, where's the big run? Where's the cycle and all that? His longest run's like 17 yards.
Bob, Buffalo game, did he have any long runs? Because that's when he was totally healthy, and I can't remember.
His longest run was 19 yards this year.
Yeah, he's not running like he has. I mean, last year, you know, he lost the weight because he wanted to be quicker. You know, and he did look quicker. But I don't see the breakaway speed like he's had in earlier years.
We'll come back. Heroes of the Week. NFL week number 12. Offense, defense, and rookie. If you want to check in, you can send them the recommendations to the Plot Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Whip around, left 15 tons going on in the world sports. Maryland got their asses kicked by Gonzaga. Probably might happen again tonight against Alabama out in Las Vegas. Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals defense. And as bad as the Ravens offense has been, maybe this is a get right game because their defense is even worse.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.